Good afternoon, Dallas Stars hockey fans. Today I want to talk about a particular player that I hope that he gets a chance to play in the National Hockey League today, Wyatt Johnson. All he's done in the last year is score goals and be amazing in the OHL. He was part of the development camp, I heard. He did really well there. And I think the biggest thing I want to talk about after the draft and after all that went down in the trades today and yesterday was I know that we didn't do a whole terrible lot. I mean, the two biggest names we got was Madison Marchand from Florida, and then we picked up that kid from the Sabres, Colin. And they're both defensemen with speed and help our team. Now, I know everyone's like, well, what more are they going to do? Well, if you look at the way we're handling our business right now, our business has been coming through the draft. I mean, you look at what Jason Robertson's done. You look at what Roope Hintz has done. These are guys that came up through our draft. Miro Heiskanen came up through our draft. I wish I could pronounce all the names of all the players that got drafted this time around. And I'll get the names down and more information about them as we go along. But I think my biggest thing I want to take from the way we are handling our business right now is we're building from the ground up. I mean, if you look at like the successful teams like the Tampa Bays, Chicago. I mean, all those names that you know now, like, for example, Chicago's teams that won the Cup, you know, they weren't big names yet. I mean, when Jonathan Toews became a big name, when Patrick Kane became a big name, when you look at, like, what happened with Tampa Bay, you know, Steven Stamkos wasn't a big name in the beginning. The thing I'm getting at is, a lot of the way these teams have been successful was because they started out going for good players in the draft and knowing what to do. I mean, yes, we pick up free agents from here and there to make our team finish what we need to get that Stanley Cup, if you will. But you look at the teams that are successful, they are successful through the draft. And there's... our team is no different. I mean, Jake Oettinger. Who would have thought how quickly we would have to put him in a situation so he had to be good right away, but he proved himself. I mean, we have guys like Hawk and Paw that were added to the roster. Joe Pavelski was a great addition. But it all started with a foundation. And that's how the draft works. So, for the most part, I'm not really worried that we didn't get a hot shot name. You also have to utilize what you have financially to do things. And you have to be smart with the money that you have. No matter what, we can't get around the salary cap era that we live in. And that's the biggest thing. I mean, we are thriving through the draft. Foundation first. It's a process. We picked up a couple guys that they felt could fit into our system that could provide assist and speed a little bit and still some hitting that we need. I mean, we're going to lose John Klingberg. There's no doubt that's going to happen. You know, he hasn't been signed yet by anybody, but the truth of the matter is he wants to test those waters, and we're allowing him to do so. So a guy like Mason Marchand comes in to probably help out with that and maybe fulfill a little bit of his duties and be a part of eating some minutes, and that's a good thing. So here we go. Let's see what this team looks like when it comes down to October. I mean, I'm jonesing for hockey right now. I think the rest of us are. We're like 2.5 months away before this happens all over again. And all I can say is, bring hockey back. I cannot wait. I mean, once the Stanley Cup is over, for me, it's like a drug that I can't get a hit off of. You know, without it, I feel like my life is not even meaning much. Anyway, y'all know this is why I do my podcast, because I love the sport with all my heart. And just look at the way it's working out for us. The draft works. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. Like I said, I still have a lot of more processing of information with the players we have. I just needed to speak a little bit about the process of what we're doing. Yes, most of our action came through the draft this year. Picked up a couple players that could be definitely helpful. Now, part of me sees that Nazem Kadri's still on the board. I know we can't afford him, but that would be like the best gift ever if we could find a way to bring him in, because I think he would make a great addition, and I think he would fit well with the style of hockey that we play. Remember, once again, hockey's a process. Go Stars.